Ew.
Alright, drum roll, please.
Let's go.
Welcome back to the 420 episode, baby.
I can't believe it's been a year already.
I know. It has been. The first time we did it.
Yep.
Was a year ago.
Uh-huh. It feels like we're going to have all your shit ready.
Oh, I don't know whose camera this is. I've been asking, and I do have a water bottle.
Clean up your workspace, baby.
Okay.
Come on.
We're not high yet.
We're sober right now. We want to do a little sober intro before, you know, we get cooking. You know what I'm saying?
Get to bacon.
Jesus. Yeah. But yeah, you're right. We did a high episode exactly a year ago. It feels like yesterday that we just filmed that episode. And we had that furniture. It's a completely different environment this time. This is going to be really interesting.
If this is your second high episode with us, thanks for sticking with us.
But you missed out on all the ones on the Patreon
Oh, yeah. We've been having a lot of practice on the Patreon. Yeah. We've done right now, like 8 high episodes so far?
Probably, yeah.
And every single one has been completely different. The high has been...
The highs have been different and the topics have been all over the place.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really interesting. But even better... We have the Brittany Broski high episode out right now. I don't know if it's out right now, because if this comes out the 19th, it's going to be out the April 20th, correct?
No, it's going to be out a couple days earlier on Patreon.
Oh, a couple days. You got it, baby. A couple days earlier. So right now, if you're listening to this, it's up right now on Patreon, patreon.com/ZaneAndHeath. Just for $5, you can catch all the older episodes, all the other high episodes, the other vlogs. And Brittany Broski's eye.
And you get early access to every single podcast, so you can hear it a couple days early, and it's all going to be ad-free as well. And you get access to our Discord.
Exactly.
What a treat. Yeah. What a treat. So make sure to check it out. I don't get why anybody wouldn't want to pay for that. It's only $5.
Exactly. Oh, one more thing. Heath and I just posted a vlog last week, so we're also going to be posting those early access so you guys can catch that early before the whole world does.
That's right. And we're going to start vlogging on Unfiltered Channel.
Ooh! Very excited. We've been vlogging a ton so far, and I'm excited to get back into the shit with you, baby.
Let's get
it's coffee time, baby. It's coffee time.
Are you ready to start this off?
You ready?
There's like a storm brewing outside.
It's freezing.
Some demons afoot.
It's really windy, so we're all gonna have to really work together to get that shit lit up.
I'm hoping to keep it lit.
Technical difficulties.
Wait, was that a sign? That was a sign. We about to get fucking slid, baby. Okay. Oh my god. Woo!
It's coming down, baby.
I'm so scared. Perfect. Are we dancing? Ow! You know what? Let me get a happy hour.
Can I have a happy hour?
I kind of want to get crossfaded.
Yeah.
Mix and match. You know what I'm saying? Woo! Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Ow!
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered, baby. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And we are high.
It's crazy how fast it works.
I know.
I feel like when I was younger and I would smoke for the first time, it would take like 30 minutes to kick in.
Because
and then
you'd have to oversmoke. Because remember, it wouldn't hit and you're like, I need more. And then it would all hit you at once. Why? Like this right now, it's working in a minute and a half.
Put it out and then I was like, instant there.
What was the flavor? What did we smoke?
Sherbert.
Sherbert ice.
Sherbert ice.
Yeah.
Which is what we did like the first time.
I think so.
Man.
Well, yeah, guys, welcome back. We are high. We just got back from smoking lit weed.
Just imagine that there was just like freaking daytime show. Like, welcome back. Good morning. Today we are high.
On the news, like on TV. Imagine seeing that shit like live. Like, good morning, America. We are stoned.
Do you think it'll ever get to be like that accepted?
Like, well, that's like what you're talking about, like newscasters saying when they're high.
Or just like, I guess, just like back in the day, that like talk shows, they would be smoking cigarettes. Like as they're doing an interview.
Well, yeah, I mean you're not like on drugs.
No, I'm saying like do you think it'll get like accepted?
Well, what's interesting, I heard about music festivals now, instead of like, you know, you gotta like sneak in the weed and stuff, they'll have like a weed garden where you can go and buy weed at the festival.
Talking like LA, or you're talking about any festival?
I've heard that's like now becoming really popular. I just like...
I mean, it's legal in pretty much like what, 46 states? Like how many states is weed legal?
I feel like half, maybe. Did you ever?
Except for Colorado, I know there's one state that's like
Colorado.
You're going to prison for life legal. If you get caught with that.
How did you like sneak weed around when you were younger?
I didn't.
You didn't. You just had it in your pocket.
No, I would only smoke if I went to like somebody's house and I knew I was either sleeping over or it was going to be like 10 hours before I had to go home.
Okay.
I would hide it in folded shirts in my drawer. That's the only way.
Because that would make your shirt stink like weed.
Yeah.
Well, it was in a Ziploc baggie.
My mom does my laundry, so I wouldn't have been able to do that. She'd be putting stuff away.
Yeah, no, I hid it pretty well until that one day. We talked about it on my mom's episode. Mm-hmm. She found the pills and found the weed. Not good.
Tough
Not
combo. Good. My brother had a signed Jason Kidd shoe in his room. And we would like hide it in the Jason Kidd shoe. Because nobody...
What's Jason Kidd?
Jason Kidd was a big basketball player. And I was like a coach. Uh-huh. You know Jason Kidd?
Yeah.
My brother had like a signed basketball shoe of his. And it would like sit up with all of his trophies. But we would just put all the weed inside the Jason Kidd shoe.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't noticed yet, my hair is bleach blonde for the people listening.
It looks good. It looks good.
I like how it like accentuates my dark features on my face.
Yeah.
Because when I have brown hair, I just look dull. I look boring.
I think like clothes match better when you have like bleached hair. Or yeah. Something like your brain, like the way you like look at yourself when you're putting something on. You're like, I like this look because it's new, I guess. But like the blonde does like help with styling some stuff.
Yeah. So I decided to get it.
I want blonde hair now.
I decided to get it bleached blonde like Monday, and I surprised Heath with it.
Yeah, it was really shocking when I first saw it, but now like day two, I'm like,
yeah, because I was just gonna show you my blonde hair, but I was like, I've already had blonde hair already, so I wanted to do something a little crazier. So for the people listening, I had Reggie spike all my hairs up.
There was like 15 spikes out the top of like his head.
It looked like I looked like Green Day. I looked insane, like straight out of a fucking 1990s 2000s movie.
It's crazy how like genuine it looked though. It didn't seem like you were doing like a Halloween costume and you like.
But it did have like it was a little villainous.
Yeah, it was kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah. He's straight up. Scared me.
I scared the shit out of Matt.
When you first saw it?
Dude, when he came in, I was just like on my bed, on my phone. He just walks right up to me with the camera. And I look up. I thought you were like an intruder.
You probably thought I was holding a gun too, because I don't hold cameras anymore. You never see me walk.
And his hair, yeah, spiked to a T. Like it looks.
And Heath, I had everything on, my glasses and everything. Oh, so he had no. It took you like a good 7 seconds to see that it was me.
At first, it was just like, oh, like who is this? And then like
you,
then
you I did a double scream. It was a double scream.
Oh, you actually screamed.
Oh yeah, frightened. Your hair looks so sturdy. It looked like you could like set a plate on it. Yeah. Like it was. Up and at it.
I couldn't believe how long my hair actually is.
It was like six inch spikes.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. We were worried that the shit wasn't even going to get past like an inch, because when you hold my hair up, it doesn't go, like you can't hold it up high. And that shit.
Was that just straight up gel or like gel and hairspray?
It was hairspray. It was mostly hairspray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He gelled my hair a little bit, but it was mainly hairspray. He like held my hair up and would just spray it.
Damn.
And then keep like smushing it up.
We talked about this early on mine, but like, are you going to do that for Coachella?
I feel like I'm going to do it for like the first day, and just 30 minutes into the festival, I'm just going to hate it. I'm going to be fucking livid that I ever decided to put that
shit on. People are going to be taking pictures. You're like, I'll take the picture. Like, you're not going to be wanting to get at anything, because you're just like, no, just don't. Can you stop filming me?
Because like, I really don't like when my hair is up, you know? And that one, you really just see my whole head.
Yeah.
And I'm really insecure.
Did you like really inspect his scalp?
Well, when I had to remove, ties. Well, like, he knocks at my door and I'm like, what? Like, I'm going to bed. And he's just like, I need your help.
Brad, you put that like the really small, like dental, like, it was like dental
little plastic bands,
like braces.
And he wrapped it like, you know, when you do like the loop, he did it like six times on each hair. So I couldn't pull it off. Oh, and I was freaking out because as I was pulling it, because I just bleached my hair and it was like freshly bleached. As I was pulling it, I hear, and I thought I was ripping my hairs out because my scalp is pretty much dead.
And I thought I was too when I was taking them out. I was like, this is the end. That
was over. I was going to have a checkered like bald all over because of Matt just trying to rip it out.
That would look sick, because they were in like a checkered, like imagine if you had a black and a blonde one and they were alternating.
Black,
like, you mean
different
hair.
Colors. You're talking about different.
Yeah, your spikes.
Oh.
It was separating.
But that would look so.
I mean, that would look cool for that look, but if I let it down, I'm going to look like a fucking skunk. I would look really bad. But yeah, cool.
It's like you did that. You didn't think of that at all.
But yeah, I decided to do it for Coachella, and I was feeling, I was feeling like I wanted to be like, I think the bright word is loud. I just wanted something to just
something
make me excited. Yeah,
turn some heads.
Exactly, because when I had pink hair, I felt invincible. Like I felt like I was on top of the world for some reason. I don't know why. Just knowing that, like, I looked crazy, it made me feel better.
I feel like there's a confidence that comes from being...
It's like you're a video game and you got the new mod. Like, I could change my character's hair color, and then you're like... It does.
What like, some sort of confidence that comes from doing something that makes you not look worse, but something so outrageous that you're like, say whatever you want.
That's what... I feel like that's what makes sense with people who do those, like, crazy... transformations with their face and stuff.
Oh, like the like the pipes in their like the I don't get it.
Yeah,
lizard I don't get
man,
it.
Catman,
how do they sleep? That would fucking hurt. Imagine like just bumping just into things.
Yeah,
or standing next to a fridge. You're just fucking bunk. Like, there's no way you'd be like that. Shit doesn't so get in your way every day.
Speaking of face modifications, I got a face modification.
What did you
do? I finally did it.
Wait, can we spot it?
What'd you get?
I don't know. Probably not. I notice it. It's not much.
Did you treat like the under your eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got my eye bags did.
Oh, what? Wow. Because they do look so slim. Like, I don't, right? It's just like, there's no puff.
So Mariah was getting her lips done and I went with just to be a supportive boyfriend. And I was also really curious. I just wanted to see it. And when she was getting it done, I asked the lady, I was like, do you guys do the under eye thing to make it smoother? And she was like, yeah. I was like, does it like hurt? And she was like, no, not really. You want to do it right now? And I was like, I could do it right now. And she was like, yeah, let's just take a before picture.
She's just opened up her drawer, already has another syringe ready to go.
So I took the before picture, signed like a couple papers, and then I was sitting down. She's like, all right, you ready? And I was like, oh my God, this is happening so fast.
And do you feel like you're about to perform, like when I, like me getting hair transplant surgery, you felt like you were getting something so drastic and like scary?
I think I just didn't know what to expect.
Did you look at before and after photos of like something she had done and being like, this is no problem?
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you see guys too on it?
Not in the examples that I saw.
Are you going to end up in that book? Like someone's going to be schooled.
I'm on the botched page. Like,
well, why is there not a men's section in their office? That's pretty scary.
But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was like, let's just try it. She said, if you don't like the way it is, they put something in and it dissolves it immediately. So I was like, oh shit.
What?
Sick.
Wait.
So it's like filler. It's not like a Botox. Botox like makes your muscles stiff.
Okay.
It's like a liquid, like they would do for your lip. They just like fill it up.
How many points? Like how many?
So it was a full syringe, half on each side.
Or she does it in all different dots?
There was no like numbing stuff. She literally put this like ice block on my eye. And then she took the needle and she's like, all right, you're going to hear a weird sound. Don't freak out. It's normal. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So she goes to put it in and you hear a crunch as soon as it goes in. And then as they squirt it in, it's like you hear it. And it was probably one, two, maybe like four different stabs.
Yeah, like points.
And then they just like fill it up. But I went into it and I was like, I have baggy eyes and I don't like my dark circles. Like they're really puffy.
And she's looking at you going, oh, you don't have to tell me.
But she said, she was like, you don't have puffy, baggy eyes. You have hollow sockets. So that's why it looks so dark and it looks so prominent is because my eyes are sunk in. So instead of...
I feel like we already knew that. We just kept calling it eye bags.
Okay.
No, I'm saying, I feel like you always knew it was sunk in.
You just call it eye bag,
so you think of a bag.
I thought it just looked tired and like puffy, but...
You look I can really notice the difference. Yeah. You look like really hydrated.
I just feel like I look awake. Normally I would always look kind of like tired.
Yeah.
So they put it in and they pulled out this skin so it just matched flush with my bone so it doesn't...
How much was it?
I think it was $500.
Okay. How long does it last?
A year.
Oh, wow.
That's a great... price for a whole year. Is it right? Is it
$500 for confidence, baby? Yeah. Look a lot.
So how many more sessions do you have left?
That's it. It's done for a year.
Oh, it's done?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because you can use a little more. It's fucked up.
A little more. but it looks a lot better though.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you touching it a lot?
You can't feel it.
Okay.
Like at all.
So if like the fact that it's crunchy when it goes in, it must mean that it's a solid first, and then when it gets into your skin, it just like how does it work?
Cartilage there though, or anything?
I think it's just kind of like It was empty. I think it's just like
do you feel like you don't like feel like something like puff like
Cause,
anything?
Because with lips, you can feel like inside. You feel kind of like
You can feel when a girl has.
I think since they were so sunk in, it just like filled up behind my bone.
It's, okay,
like I can't feel it anywhere on the front here. It's all like deep up in here.
Oh, I've never really thought about like what's underneath. Well, I guess it's your eyeball. But like just how big that little cavity is down there.
Yeah. And when we went tanning today, that's like fine. It's like it's safe to tan on it.
Y'all went tanning today?
We're getting ready for Coachella.
You don't see how fucking dark we look right now?
One year Zane hit the tanning bed a little too hard and a little too early.
Bro, I decided to do 3 sessions in one day.
In one?
Absolutely
I was telling the lady, because it was like it was pretty much my first time there. And I was just like, hey, look, Coachella's tomorrow. I know I know this is last minute, but like, I really want to like look tan. I'm really pale right now. There's pimples all over me. I just want to zap all the shit. Look toned, look good. Like, you know, GTL, baby, Jersey Shore. I want to look like Paulie.
You're saying all of this in the front of the damn waiting room. And she's just like, sir, there are 3 people behind you. Can we, what bed and what time?
And I was like, I want to get like dark before Coachella. And she goes, okay, well, we can book you the sessions. I don't think she was supposed to do that. I don't think they're allowed to tell you need to do 3 sessions in one day. That sounds like a lot, right? That's a lot for your skin to go through.
Yeah, I don't think it's recommended.
Dude, tanning is so strange when you think about it. It's these little like ovens, and we just like pink up, or like
it's like easy bake oven. You just kind of like sit under it for a bit.
That's just, it's crazy how someone like.
Do you ever feel like that shit's gonna just blow up?
Like a final destination, like 5 or 4 is when
I always think about that, and I just like, I get scared that I'm gonna just be locked in there and burn alive.
Are you doing?
Well, the one we did had an open back, so it wasn't like that made me feel good.
Why do you think there's an open back now? But do you think they started making that shit after?
Claustrophobic. I would feel super uncomfortable if I was laying down in this thing.
In the bed?
Yeah.
Well, wait, you guys are talking about comparing the standing up one.
The stand up one, you could walk in and out. It didn't close behind you.
Yeah, it's more expensive though. But it's better because it gets like your full sides. Because when you're laying in the bed, your hands are going near your side. So there's like a little shadow area. Yeah. So you have to be like moving around a lot.
Oh, I don't
know. And also you get like butterfly back. Because like even though your skin is right on it, as it like sweats and stuff, it like doesn't fully make a perfect print. So sometimes if you're ever in a bed, you have to like put your elbows and like arch your back and make sure just only your butt and feet.
You've really mastered the tanning craft. How often do you go tanning?
My grandma owned a tanning salon chain. Like when I was like younger, I'd work at it. Understood how to like when customers would come in, and I would like talk. And I don't know. I just had to learn how to do it. And then when I had psoriasis, I would go tan a lot. So yeah, I haven't tanned in like 3 years, but I know. Yeah, there's like a process. I know the whole fucking.
Did tanning help your psoriasis?
Absolutely. It toughened it up and made it like completely strong. It's even though like the doctor's like, they're like, I don't want to tell you to do this, but it does.
Because it's not good for your skin at all, but it does zap all your pimples that you have. It's great.
Tanning increases the aging process to your skin.
Well, yeah.
Every time you're doing it, you're aging your skin.
Yeah, that's why we do it.
But Dan, sometimes people look good in a tan, or you feel good about yourself.
Yeah.
I did, so this was my first time doing it, and I had a panic attack. I forgot to put the goggles on.
Oh, that's
so
not
good. So I got up, and I held the thing, and it was going, and I was like, oh, shit, this is really bright. And I was like, oh, my God, the glasses, I forgot to put them on.
Did you buy them, though? Or you went in
without them? No, it's free. It's free. They give it to
you. They're just, like, inside, like, on the seat over there.
Okay.
And then I was like, oh, my God, is this mandatory? Do I need to? So I closed my eyes, and I was just, like, squeezing it the entire time.
Why didn't you just...
Dude, that's not good either. You did that the whole time?
Yeah.
You should have just... Heath, you should have just walked out, put it on, go back in. You're, like...
I didn't stop it. Or sometimes, well, no, it's remote operated. They set it on. You could explain the situation.
Bad for your eyes, I'm guessing. Obviously,
yes. That's like looking at the sun and just like closing your eyelids and like looking at
that. That shit was bright.
Is it like looking, you know, when the sun goes in front of the moon, it's like a, what is it?
An eclipse.
An eclipse. Is it like looking at that?
No.
Like
you when you're looking at. I think the reason why people don't like people looking up at eclipses, it is, yeah, because the sun, you're waiting for the moment. It's just right. And everybody, if you're constantly looking up at the sun, waiting for the eclipse, it's not good.
Got it. That's so strange. Yeah. How something that That's far can fuck with your eyes.
I would love to see an eclipse. Don't they happen like every day?
It happens in Lebanon all the, it happens in Lebanon really? A lot. Yeah. There, I remember we were kids and there was an eclipse and we all wanted to look up and we were so scared that it was going to kill us.
I just said something so stupid. It doesn't happen every day. Like that is the dumbest. Yeah, an eclipse. Well, I always thought it has to happen somewhere pretty often.
I thought it was every year. 4 years or something.
Someone on the earth has to be able to see it. How often does, well, the sun rotates.
I feel like it happened in Lebanon like twice when I was there. Which is pretty crazy.
How often is a solar eclipse?
Well, there's a solar and a lunar eclipse.
Solar eclipse is the cool one, though, right?
And this is anywhere around the world every 18 months?
Yeah, it probably happens like...
on like a certain section. Ooh.
Oh, a lunar eclipse is 2.5 years.
No, a lunar eclipse isn't that cool because it's just orange and reddish and stuff. Like a solar eclipse is the one with the big ring around it and it goes dark.
Oh, whatever. I don't care. The moon is fake anyways. Like, let's pretend we went to the moon.
It's a solar eclipse.
It's a solar eclipse.
I don't know. That was like 2 days. I don't get, I see that vine and it's so funny, but I don't get how that joke happened. Like, it doesn't.
You said polar eclipse.
Oh. I remember, I don't know when I said, I don't know if I said it that day or I said it somewhere else, but that I definitely did not come up with it.
No, you said it and we're all like, that's really funny.
Did I say it that day?
Oh, you
I
said so. Polar eclipse.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
But why do I feel like that was old? Because that was, David put that on his Vine page.
You know, David has a Vine. He goes, oh my God, yeah. Aliens. You got better. That was like 2 days ago.
Got it. Okay.
Where did the joke, you said it just out and about one day?
I think so. Yeah. Okay,
He says some random
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. I don't come up with a lot of stuff, but when I do, sparkles.
Magic.
Nothing.
What if one day just a movie idea hits you and you just were like, you busted it?
My brain isn't that fucking, yeah. There's a movie, no, but just like a small idea that could be really fun.
A skit.
Yes, I'm good at that. Kind of.
I always think I'd be a great songwriter. If like they just put me in the room.
Have you ever tried?
Yeah, I wrote a little song one time.
You wrote a jingle?
Yeah, Todd was playing on his piano and I was just like thinking of something to say.
Well, Heath, you don't remember the rap battle? The rap battles we'd have in your room at the Denny House? Bro, oh. Matt was spitting. Remember that?
I could spit pretty like...
I was impressed with your freestyle.
No, dude, I have to be fucking throwed where I start making connections.
You're saying throw like you like got to be fucked up like drunk?
Yeah, like because that was at like the end of the night and we were like in your bedroom just bumping and it was like 3 or 4 in the morning.
We were pretty trash.
3 or 4 in the morning, get me going and I can start. But I did write a little song. I said, is that your car parked outside? It's the 95 Chevy with the broken light. I remember when we drove that to Santa Fe.
That's you it. Wrote this?
I wrote that.
Cute. Yo, give that shit to Laney or something.
You think so? Yo, is Paul that your car parked outside? It's a 95 Chevy with a broken light. I remember when we drove it to Santa Fe. If anybody thinks I'm actually doing another song, tell me, because that those lyrics came.
Yeah,
to me
you're about to get called cadence. The fuck out.
I would like
for that.
To know, because I'm like, because sometimes like it's crazy when artists are getting sued by other artists, being like, "You did my ditty."
I think it's crazy. Sometimes you hear both songs and the other person wins a lawsuit, but they don't really sound alike. It's crazy. Crazy.
I've seen ones that are like way too close. Like the beat is exactly the same.
Yeah,
and
way too.
The
good.
Way the lyrics flow are exactly the
and they'll
same.
Get away with it. They'll get away with like they'll win in a lawsuit, but there's songs I've seen lawsuits where like the songs sound nothing alike and they win.
It's crazy to me that people can still make a new song.
Yeah.
How has every song not been made already?
I know. I think that they always like grab like a
formula.
No, but like writing, I don't understand how you can possibly come up with something new in today's age. I really don't get it.
Like you're saying that's not been done before.
Yeah.
It's poetry. And also music is such a like now it's a constant continuing rendition of something else and like another thing.
It's kind of like movies, I guess, being able to make a new movie.
Music freaks me out. The beats though, melodies. I feel like that's more limited than words.
Certain amount that you can use.
Yeah.
And just mix it up in a bunch of different orders.
Yeah.
Have you heard that every movie, there's only 38 different movie plots? With what? Before, like, it is this considered the same story?
I think I know what you're talking about. Is this, it's similar to also like Joseph Campbell's, the theory of like story, or yeah, the hero's journey, but it does come down to like every movie is the same plot.
And they were saying that you can guess the ending of a movie so easily with those, like with that plot, like with like the 38.
Yeah. There's basically like 38 different stories, like, that you can possibly write.
But like there was, I remember that TikTok, and the guy was also saying that it, like, he can say the ending for any movie by like
based
having
on
this,
what you've seen,
by having this formula. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the hero's journey is similar to that, where that in all stories contain the same elements. There's a whole theory behind it, but you know, it examines the stages of a hero who goes on an adventure, faces a crisis, wins, and then returns victorious. Like, that is the,
yeah,
the reason why it all happens. Do you want to share something with the class, Zane?
Oh, no, I was honestly just... I was literally just thinking the other day how I had this fucked up dream. No, it was like super fucked up. I had a dream. It was one of those dreams where you just like you just feel like the world's ending because of the drama that's happening in the dream. So in this dream, this is what I remember. So like, I'm in my dream and there's this porno that's about to come out of me and one of my best friend's ex-girlfriends.
Oh,
right?
My.
And I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going
to
say
you
who
have
it is.
To.
No, I you can't. I can't.
Think
it's
we can,
it's one
I
of
think
our
we
friends.
Can figure it out.
It's one of our friends, but
I think
like
that's
it's
a
weird.
Pretty easy.
And okay. So I remember sitting there in a room and everyone's just like, we're going to, like, this is going to be a release if you don't do this. And I'm watching it and it's a video of me and
you don't,
this girl full on doing a porno. And obviously, like, it's crazy because I never did it. I never did it. Like, I landed in my dream and that was the situation. And the video was right there on the screen. And they're like, your life is over. Cause like, dude, if this came out like in real life,
yeah,
I would be fucked. Like, bad.
So you didn't even like how you were performing.
What?
Like, what were you doing in the, like,
I don't remember the details. It's just the situation that I remember. I could have probably told you the second I woke up, but
yeah,
it like left my brain. But like, I just remember that was the situation. Like, you just imagine that was real.
And it all just made sense, though. It felt so real while it's happening.
Yeah, and that's what made it so scary. It felt so real. I did it.
What were they? What were the people asking you to do? Like, if you don't do this, we're going to post it. What was that?
I would have told you by now if I knew.
Was it money? Like, they were holding it for ransom?
I don't know. I think it was more like, we're going to post this. You're fucked. You have 2 days to really just soak in it. I think it was just one of those moments. And
That's so funny.
I just remember waking up. It just felt so uncomfortable.
Like when you wake up in disgust from your own dream and it puts you in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a nightmare. Did you have pork before you went to?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, we don't have pork in our diet right now.
I had a dream that it was the end of the world. It was like the day or 2 days leading up. And I was like spending it. And I was like, oh, I need to go be with my family. And then like Patricia was with her family and was like, no, come be with us. And then I started realizing that I wouldn't have enough time to either get to either of them. Cause I was like, the world was going to end in 4 more hours and I was stuck at our house in Los Angeles and everyone was gone. And I was like, fuck, I didn't think my timing through. Like, I was mad. I didn't time out my last few days and I was all alone. That was pretty fucking scary.
Oh my God. That's really dark.
Yeah. It happened though.
No, it happened. It just like, it like kind of reminded me of like that Don't Look Up movie a little bit for some reason.
Yes. It was just that. And I realized I didn't time out my last hours of my life well. Like, I was mad. I was like, why didn't.
You should look into that, Matt. That might have something to do with. You're toxic.
This is super childish, but do you guys still get the being naked in public dreams? I get it all the time.
Sometimes.
I'm like at a pool and my swimsuit doesn't like fit me well, or it's like it's all falling out and I'm just being like indecent with my swimsuit.
So you're just trying to pick up the pieces? Like, are like the flapping?
I always feel like the naked dreams though, I'm at a pool and it's just like, I have like on a baggy swimsuit and my dick is flopping around and I'm just like, funny. I'm sorry.
And I get those and then doing really inappropriate things at the wrong time, but being okay with it.
Oh, okay. Like go on.
Yeah, go on. Why don't you explain?
Like just a poop. I don't know. Like poop it on the dinner table.
Like jacking off in the middle of a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh.
So is that something that like you kind
of
want to do?
Not necessarily in the middle of a Starbucks, but just being like,
you're like, why would I imagine? Like, why is my brain even like putting me in that? It's something you would never do. You would,
right. But
it's just
for some reason. You just do it, and then you like know it's wrong, and you still feel uncomfortable. I don't know what it is.
And you didn't know it was a dream.
It wasn't like it wasn't one of those conscious dreams where I'm in control and I know that I'm dreaming. Let me just get away with it because it's a dream.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It's more just like I literally can't.
And when you wake up, you're like, thank gosh, that wasn't real. You're like, whoo. It is not a word.
I don't know where I read it, but I heard it's really dangerous. Like the state you're in, it's really dangerous when you find out you're in a dream. Did he see that anywhere? I feel like I've seen it in a few
it's
places.
It's kind of a good moment because you can tap into lucid dreaming with it.
Lucid dreaming is very interesting.
Once you're aware of the dream, it's once you're like, you've reached awareness that this is a dream, and then you have the ability to like do whatever it is you want in the lucid dream.
I don't think I have experienced that.
It's vivid. You can touch, you can smell, you can taste. It's...
Wait, you don't feel like foggy anymore? It feels more real when
it feels lucid, meaning it's like so vivid and clear, where it's like borderline a memory. But like obviously waking up out of it, the memory gets further and further away from you and hazier. But when you're in it, dude, it's wild.
The coolest thing, so it happens to me kind of closer to the morning. I'll wake up from a dream and be like, damn, that was a really good dream. Let me get back into that. I'll go fall back asleep. Dude. And you can fall back into your dream and be like, oh, I want to go do this. I want to finish this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's nothing crazier than finishing a dream.
Mm-hmm. Unfinished business.
Dude, I feel legendary when I'm able to do that shit. Like go back to sleep and you're back in that fucking good ass dream.
What's crazy is how characters in your dreams will be having like full on dialogues with each other, but your brain
is making the dialogue. I think about that all the time.
But we can't come up with just like
a script.
It is like a full on movie you're watching of these two people talking.
It is so fascinating.
And your brain is coming up with just the sentences and how they say it. You can hear their voices.
Or like even making songs. Like I've choreographed things in my dreams and put like done a, like a beautiful presentation of this dance with multiple people.
I'm sorry, what? Yeah. What
no,
dream
I
is
mean, involuntary?
I have never had a dream. Wait a second.
No, not
I
me dreaming never that had a choreographer, like- but I've seen people do like 10 people in a row dancing, and it's this beautiful ballet. My head is creating those dance moves.
That's why in Inception, which I think is such a cool like thing about Inception, where they get like Elliot Page's character to be the architect.
Yeah.
Because their character is, so they have to have somebody in the dream who knows exactly how the thing's going to look like. Because since we're not architects, spaces in our places are loopy, but still involuntarily, our brain is coming up with, like, is painting all those pictures.
Absolutely incredible.
That's more vivid than anything if we were to try to draw it.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the day when, like, because they get closer and closer with dream scanning and seeing exactly it is what you're dreaming of.
I'm going to our chiropractor to do, what did you just say? Sorry.
Dream scanning?
Like dream scanning. I'm doing a brain scan.
What are they scanning for?
I'm honestly trying to figure out my brain a little bit. Like, what the fuck's going on?
I think
on?
You're
going to
get a peace of mind where your brain is doing just fine.
No. I think you should go to a different doctor than a chiropractor to do your brain scan.
I just wanted to do it for fun. I was just like really interested to see what it says. What if it says I'm like a fucking genius? I just need to tap into it. You know what I'm saying? What if they're just like, what if they're like, you just need to take this and then tilt your head like that when you're sleeping and then like everything is fucking A-okay.
You know what, in that movie NZT or Limitless where they take NZT, Bradley Cooper's character, and like he becomes like a full wizard, but like I just feel like all of them, like if one of us started taking that, how fast do you think like
everybody would catch on?
Yeah.
Probably a day.
A day? Just being like, what the hell has happened? What is he on?
What is he like learning right now?
But in the movie, they're so fucking charming where they're dazzling like everyone. You know, like no one is ever like, everyone's just impressed.
I'm trying to remember that movie, like everything he was able to do.
I've seen it. Like when he writes like his first like book, the first like 100 pages of his book.
Oh, he just like opened a new part of his brain.
He starts seeing this whole stock market and just, it all comes back to him.
I need like a limitless drug.
I'm really thinking about that limitless pill.
Yeah.
I feel like I wouldn't take it.
Like,
I feel like it would ruin my life.
No way. Like, you, I feel like if you took that a week and just did the stock market, you'd make enough money where you would be totally fine. You wouldn't feel as good as you did that week. But it makes you worse, right?
Is it a drop or is it a pill? Because
it's a pill. It's a clear pill.
That's so cool.
There has to be something like that exists.
I think they're just trying to figure that out. I think if you did a combination of Adderall and a little psilocybin, I don't know. I feel like you'd have
I'm guessing you've done it before?
No.
It just seemed like you just...
I don't know. I just feel like those two things where if you would have like a good sense of focus and like your consciousness was like at its full peak.
Is that something you're taking every day? No. That's how you know everything?
Are you on Limitless right now?
No, I'm not on Limitless.
Pretty crazy how you just like know a lot of things though.
That's just how like I chase my cure. I'm a very curious person. And when it's something that's not assigned to me and I just like, I'm looking it up for myself, I retain things that like I'm just really interested in.
Mm-hmm. But no, but you won't even be interested in what we're talking about. You just know what we're talking about.
Oh,
I think
you're on Limitless.
I don't know. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
He even asked, how long do you think it would take for people to catch on to you being on it? That was his question.
Yeah, that he's projecting.
I'm not on NCT.
I'm going through your fucking...
Guilty.
Go on. What are we talking about? Dude, I'm high as hell right now. I could smoke more of a weed, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Jesus. Can you not?
I think I could, maybe. I don't know. Will I be worse if I smoke more weed?
Fuck it.
I think we could be a little bit more gigglier.
What the fuck were we smoking in that first episode? We were so giggly.
It was our first time being high and in that environment.
You guys want to get giggly?
Yeah,
let's go. Let's get giggly, y'all. Woo! We did a little bit more tootskies. I probably didn't need any, but I did. Because we got to celebrate, baby. It's 420.
That's right. What would you like to share?
I wanted to bring up a video that I saw today. It was like a story time video, and this girl was talking about how she got a text from the FBI saying, hey, are you so-and-so? And she's like, yeah. He's like, I pretty much hit her up because they think she's like a threat to like the Nickelodeon Choice Awards, right? The ones that just passed. And she's like, no, like, what do you mean? And they send her the tweet. Send her the tweet that she posted. She posted a tweet, a public tweet. This girl, and this girl doesn't look like a JoJo Siwa fan. She's not like a crazy. Uh-huh. She just looks like this normal girl with like a septum ring. It just seemed like she was just fucking around and tweeted. She tweeted, I'm about to burn down the Nickelodeon headquarters for not inviting JoJo Siwa to the Kids' Choice Awards.
Oh my God.
And so the FBI got contacted about her tweet and he was just like, hey, can we hop on a phone call? He calls her and they're having this conversation about the tweet. And
so the FBI texts you?
That one.
Yeah, I wonder what that looks like.
That one I believe because I think I've heard that shit with like my stepdad, how like there's, when it's not like, obviously, they understand.
FBI here. Just want to hop on a call.
Hey, you got time for a chat? Did they call Star 69?
Can we chat real quick? Yeah.
Like,
I'm not surprised. Like, I kind of believe that. I'm not surprised about that because of the tweet, it looked like so meme-y, but they have to just do their job. Yeah. They all know that this is not a fucking threat.
Like actual threat, right?
Yeah, but so they saw the tweet and they're just like, oh, okay, let's just make sure that. And so they call the girl and she's like, hey, yeah, I was just kidding. Nickelodeon didn't invite JoJo Siwa a year after she came out as gay, so I just think it's really homophobic. So I posted the tweet. FBI starts laughing. He's laughing, and then he's just like, I just got to ask, do you have any weapons in the house? And she's like, well, I got kitchen knives. And he's like, well, everybody has kitchen knives. So, and they just start, he starts laughing. And then that was it. He saw that there was no threat. This girl was obviously just making a joke.
Right. Would there ever be a situation where it's like, hey, I saw your tweet. Is this serious? Where they'd be like, yeah.
I think they'd got to take everything because
they have to at least check on it. Yeah. Because if it did happen, they go, why did it? The signs were all there. That person said they were going to do it and you guys did nothing.
Especially there's proof that everybody was sending.
If they were going to do it, you wouldn't like be like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
I don't know. Anybody can.
I think that it all bases off the call, you know, like a girl that's right. Like, she's obviously not a fucking bomber.
A wellness check.
Yeah. Huh. I think, yeah, exactly.
Do they still let her keep up the tweet?
Obviously, she doesn't live in LA. She lives somewhere else. So I think that's why they just like texted her, because she is in another state. They checked like the IP address and everything about the tweet and saw that she was out of town.
That's funny.
I just thought that was so fucking interesting how like that happened.
Well, I have kitchen knives.
But it is a pretty crazy thing to tweet. Imagine like one of us tweeting that. Imagine me tweeting. Half Arab tweeting, "I'm about to burn down the Nickelodeon headquarters." Like they would come to my house.
Absolutely. Yeah,
they would see Father Ahmed Hajazi with a stepmother Batul Daram. They'll be like, "Fuck, we gotta fucking book him right now. This is a possible threat. This is crazy. And we can't just ignore him because he's verified on Instagram." Right. You know what I mean? Because this would make it even look worse on us if it verified.
Let him get away with
YouTuber.
It.
Would they? They wouldn't even knock.
Yeah,
they would just be like 1, 2, 3. Taking down the doors, and we're like, "Oh my god!"
I'm just in front like this.
You have your hairdo that's just Zane's hair. Is it the hairdo we did? And then you're just like your mugshot. You're just like. And that gets around. Oh, dude, you are.
No, Matt, this is my mom.
imagine if you did that the day you did your Game of Thrones.
The Ice King.
Wait, the Ice King, though? You're just like. They're showing up and seeing you in that.
Man, this is my mugshot.
I love that picture. It looks so real.
I sent this to the lady that did my hair, April. She cuts my hair, so she dyed it. I sent it to her, and she's like, "Who is that?" She didn't even recognize me. She's like, "Why'd you send me this? Who is this?" She's not like an older woman. Like she like looked at it. She fucking saw that it was not me.
Did April always have braces, or did she just get them?
She just got them.
Did she tell you why she got them?
Yeah, I think just she has to like fix her teeth or something.
I was too nervous to be like, "Oh, got braces, huh?" I said,
"Oh, you're not like friendly with her like that yet."
I am.
Shit on each other all the entire time she's cutting my hair.
I just didn't want to ask why she got braces. I just didn't want to like if she was like hated him and she had to get him.
You know what
I mean? I don't know. You got braces, and she's like, "Oh, I know." Like it could be a reason. Like
she always brings it up to me about her braces, so maybe she's not. Maybe she's waiting a few more sessions.
The first time I'd saw her in a while. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. That was a little bit of a side thing.
Yeah. That did not need to happen. No. the braces.
Have you ever like had it like were high accidentally like for something you didn't want to be high for? Into a situation.
The Britney episode.
Like you were high and they go, "You forgot we had dinner with grandma tonight." Like,
no, or I haven't had to deal with that.
Oh
no. I mean, back then we were like, shit was pretty planned out. Like if you're doing something at a friend's house, you're doing that. Yeah. And now going to grandma's house.
Did you used to smoke before Thanksgiving?
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
I noticed as I got older, family members that would show up, they'd disappear and then they'd come back stoned.
Oh, that's,
and you didn't realize when you were younger.
Wait, whose family? Were you?
A lot of people do that. When you start getting into high school, people start smoking weed before Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Wait. The whole family's around. You're meeting up with the cousins.
Yeah, I'd notice some of the cousins would come back. Wait.
Did you just say your parents smoke weed before Thanksgiving dinner?
No. Like our whole family. It would be like aunts, uncles, cousins.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Wait, the whole family?
No, not the whole family, but... Not, I'm not saying my parents did it.
Oh, there's like just other friends that would come stoned. Wait, am I fucking hearing this? Am I going crazy? I this is what I'm hearing. This is what's going in my head.
How many people show up to your Thanksgiving?
What?
He does like a different Thanksgiving. I don't know.
I'm kidding. Say that one more time. Sorry.
How many family members do you have that show up for Thanksgiving?
It all depends. Like.
Oh my God.
I think this conversation needs to end. Yeah.
We gotta ride this out. We gotta get through it.
I don't want to know anymore. I don't want to know anymore. I'm fucking.
No, I've just noticed family members, not my mom or dad or my brother, or like my grandparents.
I guess I can't see that in your house. I can't see that happening.
We would go to my uncle's house.
All right, that makes more sense. I was like in your, I was sitting in your house right now and not imagining.
Not under Mama Hussar's house.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Who, like, no one's gonna walk in high under the Hussar household. No way. So sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. Damn.
Daddy had a little too much to smoke. Woo! Wow. Oh, my God.
I'm like...
I feel like it's like in the camera, I'm melting. Like,
I know. I was like, how do I even look right now?
My eye bags pop.
Just like...
Oh shit!
Wow,
I'm having a really good time.
Zane trying to convince himself not to. Have
no, a no, panic. I really am. I'm just really like I'm really high, but I'm not like having a panic attack in my head.
I know I get too high when I start entering different zones, dimensions.
The dimensions.
I don't know how to explain it. I feel like you get like sucked into like a tunnel and then you forget there's like
there's
the
a
outside
whole,
world
because your thought will just like go. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Us explaining me. And you feel like you're dreaming.
There's going to be a lot of first-time smokers, I feel like, watching this. So I think this is very helpful for them.
First-time smokers?
Yeah. That's going to want to get high with us like for the first time watching this. There has to be at least one person doing that.
I hope not.
Yeah, they get to... It's they're relating to our experience.
They'd have the worst first high.
We should go to Vegas. Went to the horse races.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
Oh, how was that?
Have you guys never
been
to that?
That was Santa Anita, right?
This is the second time I've gone on a birthday party to Santa Anita. It's a horse track. The thing is, everyone dresses like all fancy. Usually, if you're going out with a group of friends, if you're going to the horse races,
like Kentucky
you pretend
Derby
it's the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
And you think it's really fun. And everyone thinks when you're going to get there,
everyone's
dressed like that. It's not. People are there at the horse races to make money. And you come in and we treat it like it's a ball.
Joke.
Yeah.
Oh, so you overdress like you weren't supposed to.
Every time I've gone, and I even was prepping the group like before to go, just to let y'all know. It's
we should
not
go
like,
all out.
Well, no, we still
did. Do they
did.
Do like the big hats?
We still did. And everyone like, go to hell. Who cares?
I feel like, I mean, I saw like another, like a friend go there and he dressed really nice too. And he's not like part of the
group. Nobody's dressed that nice, dude. Mm. People are there in just like jeans and just like a tucked in, you know, flannel. And they're just there to bet on horses.
That's interesting.
But there's a fun little carnival.
Yeah, it happens every year.
It's right in the middle.
I don't even get fucking people who are horse racing. When it comes down to it, people who like really see the pattern and stuff. It's just horses going around.
There's no pattern. Like there'll never be a pattern
for
that.
Odds on that stuff. I'm like, okay, well, what do we think that number three and the...
Yeah, it's literally all based on luck.
Is it, crazy is it all jockey or is it all horse?
I don't know.
Oh,
or is it like,
I forgot,
pretty,
I forgot there was a fucking
pretty good combination of both.
Oh, I guess you need to take the jockey into consideration.
Yeah,
it's all about the...
Like they just have a certain connection with a horse.
But the movie is always...
It's about if they're emotionally attached. If
they're, able to make them like perform well.
What a crazy ass dog. Just like, that's, ha! 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 And you're like, and you're 5, you know, you're 5'3", getting on that thing. Like, it's what you do.
Yeah.
You race.
That's all you know.
And what do these riders get paid?
If you win big,
I think they got to get paid a shit ton.
If you catch a lucky stride.
Because you hear about people winning a horse race and they make like a couple million dollars.
So do they get earnings from all the bets? Like, how does that work?
Because somebody like it's like being a race car driver, or like you pay for the car and you pay for the driver. You seek out the driver, the person to drive the car. So you can have a fast car and a good driver. That's what the combo you
got it. So I just thought it came from like bet money, because I didn't think it was that big of a like a thing.
If it's your horse, you win a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how much like race horses cost?
A good one?
Can I get,
want
me to guess?
Like
6K.
What? Like a horse?
Wait, that's how much. We're
talking about racing
like a
horses.
Racehorse. So,
oh my God.
That's not even a lot for that. Hold on.
So, dude, some go for $1 million, say.
Oh. 70 million for this racehorse.
Damn, they must be feeling good,
it
huh?
It dies. Better make you about more than 70 million back. What is the
that
point?
That is a pretty crazy investment.
You got to imagine they're only good from like when they're full grown at their prime for how long?
I guess you can
it's
sell
not
the
even,
semen.
Dude,
do you know how they get?
You think those genes will run like an iconic horse?
Yeah, purebred in the blood, man.
I don't think so.
Do you know how they catch semen for horses?
It's disgusting.
It is bizarre.
Wait, what?
You know what it is,
bro? It's nuts. Like, Zane, you got this guy.
Are we gonna watch this?
He goes up behind the horse. You want to watch it? Or you want me to?
Hold on. What do you? I know
the guy goes up next to it, and he. Basically,
oh, I mean,
no,
that's
no, That's pretty. It's a method, but that's like not the humane.
Maybe
method.
I was watching a different.
I don't think.
No, look. Stop. This is how they do it. Look, just like that. Yes, into the
but
thing.
But look what he's okay. Yes, but look what he's mounting though too. So what they do is they put that horse.
they put Zane's hair out the end.
Oh my god!
So what they do is they get a fertile a fertile female and they tease him with it and they get him in the room and then they have. But then they have this like big fleshlight almost that then he mounts.
My God.
And then they get it out of him like that. So, but he can't touch the female.
Hold on, go back a sec. Did they just give some to the dog?
No, they didn't.
The no.
It went in the trash.
Oh. just for a quick second.
That looked like bouncy balls. Like it moved
as soon as it. Yeah, it was something there.
That was funny.
That's got to be worth a lot of money. That scene.
I just don't understand how.
Wait,
like,
it's called ringing a horse. I rung horses for.
Is that what it's called? Runging horses.
Hold on. Once it's collected, horse semen can be sold in small tubes called straws, each containing. Oh wow.
$150 million?
It's a lot of money for horse semen.
How much would you jerk a horse off for?
I bet you own the
like to make $100 million off the scene. Like, what's your salary?
They're getting paid well.
You got to be making insane money.
I mean, they're not technically jacking them off. They're just holding this tube like this. You know, it's not like imagine you had to
get it so high it's on your face. Yeah.
I don't know. I think if you knew how much money. It would be making you. You're like, get that. Come on.
Come on, make it big. Go on,
you're
baby.
Like, you're like, who cares? Just like, this is money.
Because
think about it. You're making $100,000 and just like, come on, a little session. Like,
give me a little
extra. Would you jerk a horse off for $100,000? They're like, yeah. And I do it for a living.
And I'll do it again.
Come on. Jesus. Come on.
Wow.
That means a gallon of this semen.
He goes.
Is $4.7 million.
What?
A gallon is worth.
Looks like we need to get some horses.
We are in the wrong business.
Is that like for any horse semen or a good horse semen? Like from.
Like a Clydesdale.
Like a what do they call them? Like a stallion.
Yeah,
stallion. They call it like a wild horse. Isn't that a stallion?
They're rolling with fucking dough.
Mm-hmm. Horses, I admire their nature, but sometimes they piss me off. Because I'm like, come to me. You guys look so. I just want it. Like, it's
like
always
to like, act
like
it's
lay
all,
down
all,
with you and
it's
shit.
All,
yeah.
Shh. It's like keeping them because they're just so skittish. But I'm like, I just want like
a hug.
Just a horse just to be so chill with you.
I
maybe you'd be good for the jack off job that they do for these horses.
Oh, black stallion.
You've rode a horse before, right?
Yeah, a couple times, many times.
Like, I feel weirdest like it's really feeling. Scary going fast on a horse.
Oh, I,
like,
now I that
feel like
shit?
You feel like you,
no.
you have no...
Like a full gallop, like
just
running.
Like no control or feeling like you have no control, yeah.
It is so bizarre to think about that you're literally driving it. It blows my mind every time I get on one.
Yeah, the bike.
It's like right, like driving a forklift or something. There's, you like get it to go forward, you steer it right, left. Stop, go.
It's insane.
Like you're like,
it's crazy.
How far do you think a horse can go before it like gets like like so tired where they just like stop?
Oh, you
like how far? I'm thinking about back in the days, that's how they traveled. So I'm in my head, I'm like, how far can they go?
I don't want to picture a poor horse run until he dies. Maybe a deer.
No. How like long before they just stop themselves because they're exhausted?
Probably got to go quite a few miles.
Yeah, a few miles. Horses are still sensitive though. They gotta stop.
Horses are dope.
They're pretty good.
Imagine being a horse.
That'd wow.
How long do you think it takes to break a horse?
That's always like the cliche.
What do you mean? What do you mean break
it's
a
like
horse?
Like Disney cut like those kids movies where it's like, you can't break that horse, girl. She's like,
watch me.
Watch me. I'm gonna learn. And she like sneaks out
and
tames
her falling
the horse.
Off like.
Yeah, like, oh, and then there's the country boy who comes by. He's like the ranch hand. He's just like,
you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. He's like, I never thought about it that way. And then they like, you go the damn dance. That's the see. That's
yes. I love it. Breaking the horse, getting it to be able to like
work with you, like work with what you need. Yeah.
I don't know. Horses are still scared. I mean, people are like, you know, cleaning like a horse's hoof.
Yeah.
You're like, what is in that, dude? I like ooh. It's like
shit that's in that.
It's like nail material. Mm-hmm. It's like the same kind of. Tears like is in our nails.
Yeah,
that just grows
really
dense,
and it's just crazy how deep they go and how hard they go, and the horse just doesn't feel it.
Do the horses love the horseshoes?
Probably. Yeah. Feels like a little pedicure.
feels like they're tap dancing.
But then how did horses get, when did...
Why would they need it? They weren't born with it.
But I guess because of roads and stuff?
Yeah,
better what, maintenance?
What is a horseshoe for?
Because you're talking about on the bottom, like you're talking about on the bottom of a horse. I think it's so like shit doesn't go into their feet because they're like, they're heavy and they run through the...
I wonder...
Like traction.
It could be maybe if they're doing a lot of like gravel or like road walking, so it doesn't chew their nail down too quick.
That's probably like maintenance. Protection. I think it's like has to be maintenance.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, it just, it prevents like heavy growth and like a little bit of sturdiness. Cause like then you'd have to be cleaning it and trimming it more and more and more. I bet it kind of like, it's like a braces.
I watched a guy on TikTok eat a horse hoof.
Do you like the Liver King?
I know a lot of fiber.
He is so interesting to me.
Dude, the Liver King, I'm like.
What's the Liver King?
You don't know who the Liver King is?
No idea.
He's gotten super big lately.
He's this big internet personality where he's like, what up? What's up?
Liver King here.
Liver King here. And he just like, he eats like cavemen would. Like all meat, all liver. This dude's farts must be so rancid. Like,
he'll just like eat raw liver, just a bunch of random shit like that. But he's massive. Massive.
He looks like he's on steroids.
Yeah, look, that's him right there.
The Liver King.
He's making
so much money.
Doing what?
Why? What is he?
Dude, he's making like...
He's getting like a lot of brand deals?
No, he has a whole product line
of his
Liver King products, like his diet pills. He's making, I'm pretty sure, close up to $1 million a month off his sales.
What?
I saw a whole...
What are the pills? Like, what are the pills for?
Probably like supplements, like vitamins to be like, want to eat like me? You could do it in this pill form without having to take a...
Oh my God.
I saw this guy on TikTok who's like, you've probably been noticing like how the Liver King, he's on like now all these private jets and stuff. And that got me curious about how much money he's making. He went on the Amazon and looked at their sales and then figured out how much he was just also net profiting even off of what the actual fucking pill is, because people are paying because it's Liver King.
Damn.
And then calculate, and he goes, and this is just from Amazon. He has a whole website where he's selling all of this. And if this is only a reflection of the sales on Amazon, his website, whole different thing. So he like almost doubled it.
Good.
That's
for him.
Insane.
I want to see what his wife looks like. But you can never find it.
Thin as a stick.
Well, I guess like respect to guys who like keep their wives private. Like that whole thing, like you never see their wives. Is that his wife or just some girl he took a picture with? I can't find a picture of his wife.
I wonder if it's like considered a good thing or a bad
thing. He doesn't look human. He looks like he's like he came out of a forest, like straight up, like, you know, like the centaurs or what the fuck, what are those called?
Half
like the
horse, half person.
That dude, that looks like the top of a fucking centaur.
And he's so red looking.
Yeah, really.
Well,
leather.
From all the red meat.
I know, it's just pumping. Oh, Danny just does a whole video.
The Liver King sent him all the food that he eats. So like all this raw liver and bone marrow. And he was trying to challenge Danny to like do what he does. But obviously
it's
impossible. It tastes so gross. The workout's insane. He sleeps on a wooden platform. He doesn't sleep on a cushion.
Absolutely not. That is insane.
I wonder how much of it is
sleeps
true.
On a floor. Get over yourself, dude.
What is he trying to prove? Like, what is he trying to prove?
I think he's just trying to prove the fucking image that he is that guy who is doing it.
You're not that guy, pal.
But like, I don't know. But at the end of the day, if he wants to do it and if that makes him happy,
I think it makes him feel for it. I feel like he's into that whole like primal thing. So feeling like this is what our ancestors slept like. We don't need modern technology, like, you know what I mean?
Imagine being his kid being like, dad, can we just have lasagna? Are you fucking kidding me? Do you think he makes his kids eat like that?
Should we have him on the podcast?
Absolutely. I would love that.
No, because then he'd bring over meat and be like, you guys really need to try.
I would
this
eat it.
And
I could eat
well,
it.
Well, I would do it for the podcast. Yeah,
you would eat like a
raw piece.
Well,
of
I would try it for 100%.
I don't, dude, like, raw meat. You'll eat like a raw heart.
I think I could.
It's gross. If
as long as it was like fine, like it's not gonna fucking kill me.
I wouldn't
like,
even eat a cooked heart.
Because that's is it gross because it's a heart to you?
I wouldn't.
What's gross about it? Or here's the thing, like. Raw meat, like I just wouldn't eat because I never know if it's like safe or would never do it. But like it's so similar, like sushi or just like a raw piece of meat. I don't think it's that gross.
I think for me, it's fine, right? It's just chicken. You can't fucking eat raw. But like, you can eat like meat as raw as possible.
I guess, but like it's kind of weird. But like I think I don't know. I could eat some of the stuff. It would be gross. I would hate it. But
like,
if he's
like
saying
people who eat monkey brain, I don't get it.
Is that cooked or not cooked when they eat monkey brain?
I don't even think that's ethical to do anymore. No one's eating monkey brain.
Yeah, I don't see like I don't.
That's in Indiana Jones in the Temple of Doom. She's like eating a monkey brain.
Oh, did you get it from Indiana Jones?
No, it's like a delicacy
in like distant, where? Weird parts of the world. But there's no way you're going to a restaurant and ordering monkey brain.
Right.
I'm sorry. That it would get shut down in an instant. Yeah. It is a very lucrative thing if you're eating fucking monkey brain.
Have you seen?
Yeah, I'd like the monkey brain, please, and the margarita.
It comes with. This is fucked up. All right, go.
Have you seen those 1,000-year-old eggs?
Oh, people like Fabergé eggs from like the Russian.
They do like 100-year-old eggs and like.
Wait, five real eggs?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a Fabergé egg.
I think that's another.
To eat.
They're 1,000 years old.
But no, but it's a delicacy. It's some.
But I know what that. Then it's fermented. It's like, I bet it's.
But who is planning that? Like somebody, I'm going to set these aside and somebody in 1,000 years is going to have this. Or how, there's got to be like a very small supply. There's no way there's just a bunch of 1,000-year-old eggs out there.
Wait, that's a really good point.
That is a good point. I think they may use the term 100-year-old egg. But it's just really old.
They ferment it for a really long time.
That's right.
Oh, so it's like wine, like if like pickle, like the longest pickled eggs. They're not, they look like they're from 1,000.
I would honestly love to try that.
I would eat it.
Because like, there's this girl that makes like Asian food and it looks so fucking good. And she'll make like 1,000-year-old eggs and like put it in her like ramen.
Is it that girl who like,
she walks
in the door.
She walks in with it at the time. Oh my God, dude. I'm sitting there for hours.
Patricia, I love it. Cause she comes in and she goes,
she is so adorable. She just says nothing or barely talks.
She was like the Emily Mariko before Emily Mariko.
Dude, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Or like the quiet Emma Chamberlain of like that country. She just had this like way of cooking and coming. She would come home from work every day and it would be a certain time. She walks in and goes like that. And then it just cuts to her making food. But she'll always give you the time and the day and when she gets home from work before she starts. And it's all just set up. Like it's a set up phone shot every time. I don't know. I cannot believe that you saw that.
No, dude, she's been one of my favorites. Like, and there was one time where she was like debating, like not posting.
I want her to invite me over to her house.
I think she's like French though. She lives in Canada.
Oh, she lives in Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't believe somebody else watched her.
Is she like?
As much as I did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she doesn't live in Canada. She lives in Switzerland.
What's her username, Matt?
It's Diana Mingyan.
Go to like just like one of the ones in the middle.
Crispy Mongolian beef. Got home at 17 hours, 30 minutes.
Does his little head tilt and then she just starts making food.
It's just soothing. The way she makes it, it looks so...
just so yummy. And
yeah, really I made her right her dumplings like... soup one. Like it was so fun. Patricia and I, we like made them and everything.
Yeah, she'll make like very, very authentic, like two, like.
That's making me hungry, man.
I know.
I want like a.
I'm starving.
I can eat a horse. I can fuck up an entire like table.
What?
I keep thinking about this conversation I had with Jordan earlier about, you remember when cars used to put balls.
Cars? Oh, the trucks? Like hanging just a sack of nuts just at the back? What? Balls?
And I'm like, what phase was that? Like, what?
It's still there. People still do it.
And then we got to talking, like, is that super masculine? Like, you're picking out a ball sack.
They just want, like, a thing of nuts. Like,
is it super masculine or is it?
No, I think it's I think it's masculine.
Yeah,
it's like a power top thing for the gays. I see you.
It's like look at the balls on my truck.
But it just feels like I would never be like I'm gonna put ball. Like it's kind of
like that's.
Are they the same type of person though? Like are they like you did the balls? I did the ball. Ain't that?
No, I don't see them like that. I see them more just like fucking just masculine, like don't fuck with me. Like I think they think it's like a fucking power move. Has that ever been seen as a joke? I just think it's so inappropriate to have that on the fucking road, like while driving.
And how do you
say truck nuts?
Or like what? Some of them are like flesh. Some
look
are
at
crawling.
That! Like that's fucking aw- that looks like real balls on the back of your truck. It shouldn't look real.
That's
like,
making my balls hurt.
Like bro, I got kids. I got kids in the back.
Like, what the fuck? It's so fucking crazy to me.
Just like,
I agree, what the fuck?
I get uncomfortable if I see any animals.
Is that why? So they take pictures of the back of the truck?
Oh my, no. They did not. You know those girls would get fired in a heartbeat. And the Hooters girls did that now? Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh wow, that's a very popular picture. I did not know that's what they did. I didn't like that didn't even go in my head that oh you could just stand in front of it and look like a fucking pair.
Dude,
of
look
nuts.
At the massive ones on that. Go down.
And what size down, do you down, buy? Down.
Oh, right there.
Oh my god. Oh my god. They're dragging.
Wait, that's funny. I would do that to my truck.
Oh, it's just the
thing. Like that. Those honestly, I cannot believe it.
That's too realistic.
Go back. They had the left hanging lower than the right. Go back. Look at that.
Oh, absolutely not.
That is way too detailed.
That's a prank.
I just cannot believe that was a thing.
I want to see somebody with that on their truck so bad. I just want
to. Look at Texas,
I'm
going to
bust out laughing the next time I see
it. No, I just want to see it out here. I want to be on Cahuenga Boulevard and I just see that driver in front of me. Oh I got to see who's driving that.
It's crazy someone in a factory somewhere is just making. Hey, guys. It's just making like molds of nuts and just like
waiting them out just to
just saying or just that someone's job is just making truck nuts all day.
Like that's what you do.
Yeah, you show up and you make truck nuts.
At least have like something where you can like put stuff in it. You know what I mean? Like make it usable. Like where you can take that off and like, oh, I brought like like something that like comes with the balls that's like you can make use of.
Are these worse than the eyelids for headlights? The eyelashes?
People always do those on bugs and stuff. Oh, yeah. I
don't mind those.
You
honestly.
Like it?
When I see it, I'm just like, all right.
Dude, that one, like a little kid would come out into the road and just run. And like, they'd think it was just this like toy.
Some toy.
Like, it looks so inviting. They're like, oh!
I gotta get it.
It's like... It looks like Cars. It looks like Cars.
It looks like a movie.
Ka-chow.
Have you seen the original air conditioners that would hook on the side of a window of a truck?
Wait, what?
Like before AC was inside of the car, it would be this giant big ass container
that you would
put on your window and roll your window up. And it would just sit on the edge and would suck in air as you're driving and cool it and then let it... That, right there. And that would suck in air and then push it into that crack in your window.
Oh, wow. It looks kind of like something out of James Bond.
Yeah, that doesn't look that bad.
It's really cool.
It looks kind of sick, yeah.
That's really cool.
That's sick. And it's on both sides or just one side?
I do both sides.
That's pretty neat.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is. Thank you for sharing.
Car fact of the day.
All right. We need a car fact of the day every episode. I think that's very mandatory. And if you guys hear a story about the JetBlue flight that tried landing four times coming from Cancun to JFK.
I heard about this. The girl on TikTok who had the whole story.
This just happened a few days ago. First off, it's JetBlue. You feel like you never see anything bad with JetBlue. It's always like United Spirit. Or something. Like, it's never JetBlue. And this JetBlue flight, they were flying from Cancun to JFK, and the weather was so bad in JFK that they were trying to land, and they could not get the plane on the ground. So before they touched the ground, they went back up, right? Really? Four times, right? This is while there's bad weather. So everybody's freaking out. People are crying.
They can't make it.
You can't land the plane.
What was stopping them from being able to land?
It was a storm. Like they just could because
it'd get like windy when they were
because they land the plane and it's not supposed to like.
Then they have to reroute and go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, they have to reroute. They have to go all the way to Philadelphia, and this is after like Like, dude, imagine how long it would take to try to fly a plane four times. People were freaking out and crying, right? So they get to Philly and they land and everyone's like, oh my God, thank God. And then the flight attendant makes an announcement. Hey guys, we're gonna go back to JFK and attempt to land again. And everybody was like,
No.
Like, they wanted to get off the plane. Or people also felt that the plane was unsafe. Well,
that's because the flight attendant said they had to fly back to JFK.
Right.
And so
people just hated the situation because one, they felt like something was wrong with the plane. Right. That's why it wasn't able to land. Or they didn't like the pilot because he wasn't able to land it.
I would be so wary.
People were just like, something isn't right with this plane.
I'd want to get the fuck off that plane. Like, knowing me. Like,
and they wouldn't. Let them,
they
right?
wouldn't let them. They're like, one guy just made his whole, like, you know, he made a whole speech. It was just like, there are people thinking they're about to die. We need to get off this plane. And the lady goes, sir, it's not just you on this plane. And everybody goes, no, it's all of us. We want to get out. Like, everybody chants saying that, like,
damn,
we need to get off this flight.
And I would have busted the door down.
They still kept them on the plane and flew back.
And they landed.
Dude, I would have had a, oh my God.
Dude, I could not believe JetBlue did that to their... So I was reading the comments and a lot of comments were saying that the reason why they didn't do that is because it costs so much money to let people out of like a wrong airport. Or like, I think it was just the situation.
So can they sue everyone on that
for
flight?
For like emotional distress, I would imagine. Matt,
I would never sue for anything. I would never complain about like shit like that. But that... The trauma shit would put me in.
If the rest of the flight is suing, I'll sign up.
Sue.
Oh, for that? Oh.
Yeah. I just can't believe JetBlue did that. I cannot believe that they did not let people off that plane. That's crazy. Bro, I would have had a fucking like stroke, dude. Like,
I would have fought somebody.
I'm crazy there's no claw. It's crazy that there's no claws after three failed attempts landing. How is that not in the ethics book?
But crazy. Like, imagine worst case scenario if they did go back to try it, didn't let the people off, and something went wrong, and they weren't able to land, and they ended up crashing.
I'm worried. Like, I would freeze during a moment like that too, just being like, I can't believe this is happening.
No,
I would attempt to call everybody I love. I'd be like, look,
Jordan, get me the gun.
There's a I've been doing that the whole time.
The gun.
There's a fucking mosquito, and it won't go away. Bro, that has been in front of my face the whole episode.
You have a little salt gun?
I'm about to blow this.
You have a salt gun?
No, Heath, you're gonna fuck up the TV or something, or one of the cameras.
I got him.
Heath.
Let me know if you have a visual. Target acquired.
I feel like he's attracted also to like our breath when we're all...
Oh, wait. That just shoots air.
No, it shoots salt. A little bit of salt.
Oh, it's salt.
I see him. He's above Devin.
Just keep it casual when you see it. Just pop it.
Keep it casual for the...
And if I say duck, you got to go down quick.
Do you guys want to see the flight path?
Oh my gosh.
My God.
How long were they diverted for?
Do they interview any of the passengers? These guys went on a flight that took a turn for the worse. Like, what do they say? That didn't go as expected.
This is the video that I saw.
It cuts to Zane. Zane's like, y'all.
Yo. I thought I was going to die, motherfucker.
Zane's sitting there with like a cup of tea and he goes, let me tell you what happened on this flight. It cuts to Zane with the fucking air.
Did you hear that?
Sorry, I'm...
Heath, you got it, dude.
No,
you got
I know, but he's pissing me off.
Let it go. Just let it go.
No, but it's all I can think about now.
I got it.
I
got it.
Oh, great.
I'm surprised I didn't see more people like shove it, like going all the way to the front. Like, they're like, we're not staying in our seats. We're fucking, like, I'm surprised that they didn't like do anything to keep that plane on the ground. Cause I straight up would have. I'd have been freaking out.
Same here.
Hold on. We just got some crazy news. We got to have you on to talk about that.
So Heath's friend Jordan has eaten monkey brains. We've been talking about this for fucking
How are you able to keep that in?
It's not a monkey brain. I didn't eat monkey brain.
Here, put the mic closer to your face.
Oh,
Jordan.
Oh my God. So this whole time we were talking about eating brain and you've had it before.
I had pig brain when I went to Spain.
It was on a menu? Brain.
It was out of a baby pig. It was like a 150-year-old restaurant. This was a whole ceremony. It was a super expensive dinner.
Oh my God.
The waitress came out and presented this. The pig was like, you could cradle it.
It was that little?
It was tiny. Baby.
Here. Hop on that too.
Wait, they showed you the pig before?
No, just cooked. Only cooked. Oh. We only saw him cook. we didn't get to see him happy.
So you ate a baby pig's brains?
I ate a all right, hold on.
That's fucking crazy.
They showed us the skull and said, oh yeah, you can eat everything.
What restaurant? Whipped open is this?
This was in Spain. And so the brain had no seasoning. It looked like a brain. It looked just like
That's what it looked like?
Just like that.
Jordan.
Okay.
Oh.
I took a spoon.
Ooh, that looks kind of yummy. I'm not going to lie. Looks kind of sick. I'll fucking eat that shit. That looks like a fucking nice cane, like a nice fruity candy.
So I took a spoon and I carved into it. It rips like Jello. It felt like just like Jello.
Oh my God.
I put it in my mouth and immediately my body felt like, you cannot eat this. You're not supposed to eat this. Like, spit it out. Like, it felt, I've never tasted something so raw. It was
it was just wrong.
Threw up in my hand. I threw up in my hand and threw it under the table.
No.
no one could know.
You probably had dreams that night, huh?
I could not think after that. I threw up the rest of my dinner under the table after that. Enough. I could not eat after that.
Did anybody else try it?
No, I was the only one. I was the only one who ate
it. You're the only one that ordered it?
No one wanted it. The whole thing was like, this was it was like a religious ceremonial thing. Like, they came out, said this really long prayer, broke a plate, smashed it. I still have pieces of the plate that I kept in my
body. Wow, so memory of your worst meal ever.
You really think about this pig's brain a lot.
I wanted to when I ate the brain, I'm so sorry. I didn't want to not eat the brain, if that makes sense.
Like, you really wanted to try. You wanted to knock it off.
Like,
yeah.
I am going to do this ancient Spanish tradition. Let me do it. Let me try it. I ate every single other piece of that pig. Its toes, its feet, like little thing. Like, they didn't take
his
anything
legs
out.
Were eaten. His arms
I
were eaten.
The eyeball had the eyeball, but the only thing that hurt me the most was the brain, and it felt like.
Wait, you ate the eyeballs? I think that's pretty fucked up, Jordan.
It had like a Hot Pocket texture.
Stop.
But
oh y'all, fuck, I'm too hot for this shit.
It was gross.
I can imagine.
I feel like you would hear squealing in your brain. Like,
thank you
thoughts.
And not thank you for sharing that. Oh my God.
I'm sorry for all the vegans listening. That was probably very traumatizing for you to hear. This video is sponsored by
HelloFresh.
This sponsored by the pork board, where they want you to eat more piglet brain.
Wow. Oh. What a delicacy.
And you think, Jordan, was this like a long time ago?
Yeah, this was after I graduated high school.
After high
school. So they're still doing it. This still
my graduation present.
Jesus.
Heinous crime. Heinous.
It's not studying abroad. It's studying a boar.
It was close.
Oh, it was cute.
My high brain saw it. And I was
joke was a boar.
Oh, Matt. Did you see the video of Lorde shushing people at her concert when she was trying to sing?
I've been tagged in that so.
Lorde is performing at this in this venue, and everyone's like singing along. And then when it gets to the part where she was singing by herself, she goes shh, and this it's unbelievable.
She kind of does a shh.
Like, just but you just you watching
know,
it.
I don't know.
And you hear people like I would fucking bust out laughing. If that
Now is there a reason why the band wasn't playing? Was it like truly a cappella?
I think it was just
the music was out and she
it
wanted,
looked like a private show.
Why did that look like a middle school play?
It was an intimate show. Like, this is no way this is.
Oh, this is back 2017.
Yes, I've seen this clip a long time ago. Just TikTok is like busting
Matt, I thought it was
out.
Like more recent.
Can you play the shush again?
No, this happened when she was just, she may have been like.
Oh, fuck. Why am I laughing? I love her.
But like, the rest of the performance is beautiful once people realize like, let's not sing along to this. Like, she's doing it a cappella. Just let the art speak for itself. But that she did it pretty awkwardly. She could have just gone.
Or maybe, she, or maybe I think this is better, like this.
Or just, yeah, like just that, like that.
Yeah.
Or just being like.
Yeah, but she like just went like, shh.
She was trying to, she was trying to have her moment. Ah, no, no, it's pretty, it's pretty yeah. cringy. But I forget, so many people have done cringy things.
I don't know how I can let this one go, honestly. I'm pretty disappointed in her. I think she should address it.
There's nothing worse than like idolizing somebody and then seeing that they're like a bad person.
Dude, Justin Bieber pissed in a bucket. Like a janitor bucket one
time. Oh, come on. We've all done shit like that. He's pissed correct. On a...
No, exactly. So I'm like, I don't get how shushing...
I pissed in a public trash can.
I don't see how it's like, it's disappointing, but you're like, oh.
No, I mean, like being mean or having like an interaction, like finally getting to meet like one of your idols and yeah. they're mean to you, that is crushing.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to meet people that I like... look up to.
Yeah, almost. I don't either. I like that mystery. I like that mystery.
Like a possibility that it could go wrong or is bad, I would just avoid it.
Even if I see them in person, I don't want to go up to them and ruin whatever I have imagined in my head. I want to keep it there for my brain. I think it's fun.
Exactly.
And it'll stay fun.
Like you wouldn't want to go up to Ashton Kutcher when we were at the...
no way. Absolutely. No. I will never go up.
I don't know. He's just too busy and I respect him too much. To go up.
Even if you were saying hi to everybody, I would never.
Well, like hi to everybody, meaning like, oh, like you're talking about just like a true like fan kind of moment. People want to come up and touch him.
Yeah.
Did you see Tobey Maguire at the Billy concert?
Yes.
Dude, so
how cool was that?
Did you see how many celebrities were there like taking their kids to the Billie Eilish concert? Uh-uh. So many. There was Viola Davis. There was him. Oh. I saw like three other celebrities there because they were bringing their little kid to watch her. That's crazy.
That would be so cool to be a performer and look out and see that. I couldn't imagine being on stage singing and I look over and Spider-Man is standing there singing my song like in the crowd.
Yeah.
That's so incredible.
I feel like, I wonder if people notice those people there. Do you think they ever tell them on like, they won't tell them anything like artists, anything like that until after they perform, right? Because I feel like if you tell Billy that like people are there.
No, I bet you kind of know because some people probably came earlier to like say hi, like do the private meet and greets and stuff. They know people like,
yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, come on in. We're just getting ready for the show. And I said, oh,
like if Viola Davis has her kid there, I'm sure they're going to be like, Viola, come right here. Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He was so cool. He was up in like the 200 section.
Just a normal person like the rest of us. Unbelievable.
Just seeing him like just standing up there. It's so cool.
Yeah.
He was sitting there like this. That's like just completely normal fucking dad. He was there with his kid, right?
I don't think so.
He doesn't have a daughter.
Does he have kids?
I thought he did.
It looked like he was standing alone.
He was there by himself watching Billie Eilish.
I can't picture that. No, he was with like his girlfriend or something. Why do I? Like, someone was sitting.
Yeah, he might have been with a girl.
Who is he married to? Just click. Or oh, he is married.
Oh, he's married. Okay, he has
two kids.
Go to the clip real quick. I just want to see
Ruby Sweetheart Maguire. What a cute little name. He named his daughter Ruby Sweetheart.
It sounds cute, but to have a middle
name. If you're
name
Tobey Maguire, though, it's kind of cool.
He's just standing there. Look, dude, that's
it's
insane.
Almost like he thinks the crowd is there for him, though.
I would feel uncomfortable though because I feel like I would take the attention away from Billie Eilish.
Then again, like you're going there, he wants to get recognized. Like wear a mask. If you were a celeb and you didn't want to get like recognized.
Yeah, but like no one's wearing a mask though.
I know, but like, but if you, but nowadays people still like occasionally do.
That's how it always was even before the pandemic. I mean, what is he going to wear? Like, I feel like he's going to look a little silly with the glasses and a fucking mask.
Well,
he
definitely wants to be seen though. You know what I mean? Look, he knows what he's doing.
But the thing is that nobody ever sees him out. So I don't think he went there intentionally thinking in his head like, oh, I want to be seen. I think he has a pretty private life.
I thought Tobey Maguire exactly was a very private person. And it's interesting seeing him like out like that.
I think his daughters just really wanted to go. And I think
he was with his daughters. Yeah. I get it. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking that he was there.
No, Tobey Maguire in that like gambling ring.
Yes, he was a player X in Molly's Game. The movie based on Molly Bloom, who ran a private poker ring in Los Angeles in about like the late 2000s.
You haven't seen Molly's Game?
What? Can we watch that?
We gotta watch it together. Really? It's one of my favorite movies.
We. Can we watch that? Like, yeah. Right after, just like kick it, order really? Some food.
Yeah.
Oh, Heath, I'm so excited Heath, for you.
It's such it's a that good. Yeah, it's so good.
It's written by Aaron Sorkin. Like the lines and the characters and the gambling man. You are going to.
And it's all based on a true story.
Yes.
You know who that? You know who that is, right? Who made like what movies he's made?
Aaron Sorkin. He did like The Social Network.
Oh, okay.
West Wing, The Newsroom.
Yeah, we could watch it.
Shit. Hell yeah, that'll be fun.
Can't wait to watch that movie. It is. I haven't seen that movie in like 4 years.
I'm so excited that Heath hasn't seen it.
I know.
Like,
because, you know, I got a gambling addiction.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a good one. But basically, it's a true story. Girl ran a private poker ring in LA.
Cool.
And
she was running. And
it's known who plays whose character in this movie. Like, as
people
the real
figured
person.
It, I think. Or didn't she come out with a book?
Oh, well, she came out with a book. That's
that
what
says happened. Everybody's
well,
name.
Well, but no, but for him. She didn't say his name. She said player X and like mentioned, I think maybe something about like he had just been in a big like Spider-Man movie. Like something along those lines. Oh
my God. What? I don't want to name names, but he is Spider-Man. Wait,
I thought you could still like get sued for that if you promise that you don't put someone's name and they say well, something like
hint,
that.
You can hint at things where people basically put one and two together on
that's
exactly
way too big of a hint. I think that's still like
I don't know if I'm right if that's how it was written, but I'm pretty sure when you read it, you can piece it together that it's
got him. It. Okay.
I don't want to name any names, but if you've seen Rocky, you might know.
It makes the movie really fun to watch knowing who all the characters actually are.
It's so easy to give it away.
Dude, my hands hurt now because not they're burnt first. And when I went to go tanning, I had to put this hairnet on because I just bleached my hair, would have fried it. So I put it on and I forgot wherever you put your hairnet is. And I had it like down here. So I came out like, hey, baby, how do I look? Fucking tan line right there.
Oh,
like,
no.
Fucking why? I looked so stupid.
I
the girl's like, you could just get some self-tanner and put and I was like, imagine what it's gonna look like if I put self-tanner.
Oh, I haven't even noticed that.
I think the lighting's hitting my face good right now. You can't tell.
Just putting that cap on, going.
Oh, by the way, we vlogged that whole process. It was really fucking funny.
Yeah.
This could be in the vlog that's already out. We posted it fucking 4 days ago. Probably watched.
We did it.
This was
we did
fun.
It. Wow. I hope it was as good as our last one. Because it has to only be better, you know?
I think it was.
I think it was pretty good.
So, wow. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Zany Heath Unfiltered, the Ha Edition.
Make sure to check out Cremota Coffee at cremota.com. There's my camera.
Where were you looking over there?
I went to look at my... at Cremota Coffee... Sorry. At cremota.com.
We have every flavor. We got merch. We released that Porsche and Cremota collab merch. And
yes.
You guys sold out in 3 minutes. That's unbelievable.
3 minutes.
We couldn't believe it. I wasn't even done posting what I wanted to post for the Cremota.
And we found out it was already gone. We were
it was
like,
already
oh
gone.
Oh my God.
But wow. Damn, guys, that's so fucking sick. Yeah, thank you so guys. Much. Thank you for supporting Heath's like whole fucking setup that he did.
His whole love for cars.
Yeah. That's really sick.
Yeah, it's cool to see that you guys liked it that much, which is a good feeling. So yeah. Maybe we'll do more like that in the future.
We post every Monday audio version on Spotify and Google and Apple Podcasts, and then we post a video version on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Zane and Heath every Tuesdays.
All right. We love you guys.
Love
did
you
I,
guys.
Did I kill that outro?
Yeah, you
because I blacked murdered out. It. I completely blacked out.
I can't
out.
Even form a sentence right
okay,
now.
Okay, but yeah, again, see you.
All right, that's it.